The Arts and Crafts Movement, File Number 10. The Arts and Crafts Movement arose in England towards the end of the 19th century as a reaction to the deep-lying changes in the production and marketing processes of everyday objects, so that artisanal production, particular to rural economies, was abandoned in favour of industrial production. Machine-manufactured items were generally characterized by their stylistic chaos and poor aesthetic quality, through indiscriminately imitating the styles of the past. They were soon considered to be in bad taste, nostalgically looking back, while at the same time, the works by craftsmen looked like they had been made by hand, in such a different manner from the impersonal finishes given to products manufactured in series. The idea of industrial progress then started to mingle with the need to give back everyday objects an aesthetic dimension. Those in favour of this based their ideas on the philosophy of the art critic, John Ruskin, put into practice by William Morris. This philosophy was called Arts and Crafts, and was far more than nostalgia. It drew together philosophical, ethical, and political principles, as well as the aesthetic and functional, which led to exceptional quality and useful works of art. To achieve this, it was essential to do away with the separation between art and craftsmanship. The design of useful objects had to be considered as a functional, moral need. Industrial work methods had to be cast out, methods that separate the worker from the work involved, turning back to grouping craftsmen together in workshops, following the medieval model of collective work. All this firmly aiming at a job well done, well finished, and satisfactory both for the artists and clients alike. Other concerns aspired to obtain the best from the industrial process. Along these lines, in 1857, the design schools, founded by Henry Cole, were set up with a view to improving the training of those working in industry. Although Spain did not become involved in the process of industrial growth, unlike the countries to the north, the influence of European cultural currents brought with it the creation of the Royal Conservatory of Arts in Madrid in 1824. One of its prime missions was to promote the arts and industries and to establish a depot for machines and instruments used in the making thereof. In 1886, the Central College of Arts and Crafts was set up in Madrid. In an interesting preamble to the founding royal decree, the text reads as follows. The Great Exhibition of 1851 let Great Britain know that in order to compete with foreign industries, it has an urgent need to provide its poorer classes with the artistic education that it lacks. And to secure such a great and useful achievement soon, the admirable establishment in Kensington was created, whose teachings have been responsible for the extraordinary and almost fabulous development noted in the relevant statistics. Such results have certainly stimulated other nations, which in view of such swift progress, saw a serious threat to the rich artistic industrial productions, which, in world exhibitions of the past, were considered without any possible rival in taste and in perfection. In 1900, the College of Arts and Industries was set up, reorganizing and merging the Colleges of Arts and Crafts with the province-based Schools of Fine Arts, orientating them, as the text reads, towards promoting decorative art in its diverse orders, the only medium to procure a vigorous renaissance of our traditional and extremely wealthy artistic industries. The mission of these colleges was to teach and broadcast industries, particularly the artistically inclined, that are unknown or are lagging behind in Spain, and especially those that craftsmen themselves can establish.